Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me just read this out. Should you return an engagement ring if the relationship breaks down? It was a dilemma I spotted in the Irish Independent over the weekend. And I'm going to read it out to you. I broke off my engagement a few months ago when I discovered my partner of 6 years had cheated on me. He gave me a ring that cost approximately €10,000. And now he's demanding I give it back to him. He took a loan out to pay for the ring, so part of me feels that I should really give it back to him, but the other part feels I'm justified in keeping it. My dad paid a deposit for our wedding venue, which we're struggling to get returned, plus I paid for most of the furnishings and decor in our home that we shared together. My family says I should consider the ring a small compensation for what I've been through. What should I do? Now, that's a very specific case, and by the way, he cheated on her. He doesn't deserve that back. He's a scumbag. And but in saying that, generally speaking, if a relationship breaks down, and you know, fiance stroke relationship, engagement breaks down, should the woman give back the ring? Because generally speaking, they are quite expensive items. I mean, you know, it's rare that you would get a ring for a couple of €100. Most of them are in their thousands. So should the woman give back the ring? I want to ask you firstly, what you thought of that woman's actions. I mean, she alludes to the fact that she might sell the ring. Is it wrong for her to do so, to sell the ring to get a few quid? Some people think that she should give the ring back to the man. After all, it is his and he had to borrow the money to pay for it. And legally speaking, and Judge Judy, who I always think is a great barometer on this one, will always tell you to give the ring back. Unless, of course, there's been cheating going on or something untoward go on. She'll normally look at the ring to see how valuable it is first, by the way. She'll always ask to bring the ring to court. But she believes that a ring is a contract. And when you give somebody a ring, it's a contract to get married. And if they don't want to then marry you, well, then they're breaking that contract. And there is some legal grounds for that, by the way. In other words, they need to give you the ring back. The number is 087-188-0008. Should you give the ring back? Should a woman give an engagement ring back if the relationship breaks down? I'm not going to focus too much on the story of the Irish Independent. That just kind of led me into this. Although I believe that she should keep the ring. Probably because he's cheated on her. But if a guy asks you to marry him, gives you the ring and says, I want you to marry me. And then, you know, 2 years down the road, let's just say, it's just not working out anymore. You know what I mean? And the relationship just falls apart. Let's say neither one cheats. The relationship just falls apart. And he says, he gives you a call, you know, and say, a couple of weeks later, because he hasn't seen you in a couple of weeks, and said, listen, hon, because that's the way those type of people talk. Listen, hon, any chance I can have that old ring back? It cost me a fortune. I'm still paying for it. It was like €4,000 or something. Can I have the ring back? I could do with the money. Should you give it back to him? The number is 087-188-0008. Legally, here's the argument. And I actually spoke to a barrister before about this for... I was looking for a ring back. But I spoke to a barrister. And we were just talking about stuff like that. About engagements. And by the way, engagement is legally binding under law, by the way. But can I just point out? But I was asking about the ring and stuff like that. And he says, technically speaking, yes, you should give it back legally. Because it is a contract to get married. And if you break the contract or the contract is broken, well, it should be returned. Anyway, let me just go to Bernie. Bernie here in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Bernie?
I'm grand, and how are you, Niall?
Good, Bernie. Having a good day?
Yeah, lovely day. Yeah, so far.
Well, today is supposed to be the dreariest day of the year, by the way. Can I just point out?
Oh, my God. I've had a lovely... I've been walking in the beach. It was really nice. Cold, lovely.
It's Blue Monday today.
Oh, well, it's White Monday over here.
It's a dreary day because you've all the financial repercussions of Christmas looming over you, and people normally give up what they started on January the 1st, like they go back on the sweets or whatever it is that they were giving
I've
up.
I've done all that, Niall, already, so I don't... Any day would match. It wasn't just Blue Day. I just started on the 3rd. I just went back to normal.
Good. Well, now, getting back to the engagement ring.
So, okay.
Right. What do you reckon?
So the story that you read out, I would keep the ring, I would sell it, and I would give my dad whatever was outstanding for the deposit.
Oh, right, okay. This is the girl in the Irish Independent, yeah.
Yes, in the Irish Independent. I'd keep it and give my dad back that deposit because he's at the loss of it.
Yeah.
And I would, think about the rest of it, whether I, spend it on a holiday.
Or keep it for punitive damages.
Yeah, I get rid of it because I'm never going to wear it again in the same context. But if it happens in a relationship where the relationship breaks down after engagement, just isn't working, I think I would give back the ring in that case and just move on with my life because I'm never going to wear it and that commitment is gone.
You're never going to wear it, but you can still sell it.
No, I think if it broke down under natural terms, say we just didn't get on, well, then I would give back the ring.
Would you?
Yeah, but in the context you read out, I wouldn't.
Right.
It's not terrible now. It sounds like a two-faced wagon.
No, you don't sound like a two-faced wagon. You're being logical about it. I think in the context of the fact that he cheated, by the way, that's probably one reason to keep the ring in the first place. Although 10 grand for the ring seemed fairly expensive. He must have liked her.
Yeah, now he might have the other thing I thought, my daughter told me, buy a fake ring of the same, that looks like the one he bought you, bring him down to the ocean and fire in the fake ring and keep the real one.
Oh, and right, I'm with you, yeah. Yeah, and he thinks it's gone into the ocean.
Yeah.
She had that well planned out, didn't she? Did she ever have to do that?
Yeah. You just have to think ahead. Think ahead.
There's a lot of women out there writing that one down, by the way. Can I just say, Bert? Throw it into a river. Hey, you want your ring? There. Go get it. Meanwhile, the real one is at home waiting to be sold.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm going to have the holiday of a lifetime. But I mean, 10,000. I mean, she deserved it. He went into a contract with her. He cheated on her, and she's entitled to keep and do what she likes. And her dad is out of pocket. Sell it and give him back the money.
Okay, by the way, just on another note, there was actually another problem in the same page. I think it's fair to know. Ashling was telling me about a girl.
You read them all on a Sunday.
No, let's be clear with them. I don't read them at all. It's Ashling and Ruth that read them. And they tell me about them. Right, so they tell me about them, yeah. So I don't be reading these problem pages. Ashling has a little bit of an obsession with them, I think, to be honest with you. She loves nosing into other people's business like that. Just looking for topics for shows. That's what it is. But anyway, and not about engagement rings. She's not throwing out hints, by the way. Okay, the other one was, right, what would you do? She was talking about a story about somebody who got engaged. Hold on, I'll tell her the story. Hey. Ashley, what was the other story you read?
Basically, it was a woman who got engaged over the Christmas period. Now, she didn't say it was Christmas Day or wherever it was, but what made to be seen is basically that when, you know, all her friends were kind of saying, you know, we need to meet up and, you know, want to see the ring and all the rest of it, and she didn't put anything on Facebook and all the rest of it because she thought it was a miserable looking yoke.
So she was too embarrassed to put a picture of a ring up online?
Yeah. Yeah, which I think is awful. Like, I think your ring should be something that, you know, if your partner gives to you, you should love it no matter what. It should, well, this is me saying, you know, I've never been in that position before, so. But
right.
I think it's, you know, I don't think it should matter about how it looks or what other people think about the ring. But according to her, she was mortified.
Okay, so there was no substance to the ring. So, Bernie, so what would you do if you got a ring that had no substance?
Oh, my God. I would.
Would you be embarrassed?
I wouldn't be embarrassed, but I would kind of disappointed. I'd be very disappointed.
Right. Okay.
I would be awful disappointed. I probably wouldn't wear it very often.
So at least a carrot. Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, I don't know, because back in the day, you just got a ring. You know the way, whatever ring, you went together to the ring shop and you kind of picked out what you wanted.
Back in the day, you got a much more substantial ring for the amount of money. That's because nowadays, of course, gold and diamonds are a lot more expensive than they would have been back in the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah. That I got engaged in the 80s, and you know, we went in and looked at the rings in the shop, and then he got his mother to pick it out because he wasn't sure.
Was it a solitaire? Was it a solitaire?
Yeah, solitaire with the two stones on each side, whatever that was. But his mother actually knew a jeweler, and so she knew which one would be good. So I wouldn't have a clue. I have no idea how to pick out rings. I'm useless.
Right. Okay.
But so she in the end picked it out, and it was a nice one.
Okay.
You know.
So you weren't embarrassed by it.
No, I wasn't embarrassed by it, no. I mean, it's the thought behind it, but I think in today's, if you're making a huge commitment to having a ring, I think the two people who are going to get engaged, he should know. He should have a good idea.
Yeah, I don't agree with guys going out and just buying the ring.
No.
No, I think you need to consult. Ashling is saying, no, you need to consult with the girl you're going to get married with.
Exactly, because she has to be happy with it. It's for life.
Yeah. Okay, but stay there a second. Let me get back to the other story. Aaron, you're an Ireland's classic kid. Sorry for complicating the issue here now, Aaron.
No, thank you.
Good. So the ring, should it be given back?
100%, yeah. I'm only after getting engaged myself there in the new year. January 1st.
Yeah, congratulations,
cheers, thanks.
Did she like the ring?
She did. And I was just hearing your comment there, that a man shouldn't go out and just pick a ring out, I suppose, himself, whatever.
Random, but, yeah.
Well, I actually did.
Good man.
But saying that, I had a fair idea what type of ring she wanted. And all
had you passed by a few jeweller shops, you know, in the months previous and kind of looked at rings?
Do you know what, Niall? We went down to a jeweller shop. I were, again, just passing by, whatever. I was going back about 2 years ago. And I just has stuck in my head ever since what type of ring and what one she was.
Well, at least then, at least then you did the right thing. So you had been to a jeweller shop. You kind of had an idea what she wanted.
Yeah.
I'm talking about lads who just take a chance, who've never been to a jeweller shop with their missus.
No.
That's a big chance to take.
99% of the time, that doesn't work out. She usually returns the ring or whatever, like, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kind of takes the goodness out of it. I know the guys are probably thinking they're doing the right thing and, you know, doing a nice thing for their missus or whatever, but at the same time, the last thing you want is her to be returning the ring. It's kind of embarrassing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, looking at it going, is that it?
What's that thing?
Yeah. Looks like a Baron Brack ring.
You're as well to go away and buy her a Baron Brack.
So if the relationship breaks down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how long are you with your missus, Aaron?
7 years.
Right. It took long enough to get engaged. Anyway, 7 years.
Yeah. Do you know what? It could have been longer.
So 7 years. Okay. So let's say in 2 years' time, I hope it doesn't break down. Let's say in 2 years' time, you and her just fall out of love.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Which can happen a lot.
Oh, yeah. Should she give you the ring back?
I think so, yeah. Unless,
if she's listening, by the way, yeah, at least she knows.
I hope not. But if she is, she'd probably agree with me anyway. Do you know what I mean? I think that unless I went away and it was being an arsehole and
cheated.
Went away and cheated and done whatever, then I wouldn't expect it back.
You got to get what you deserve then, yeah.
I think I would have deserved losing whatever amount of money I spent on the ring because of it, like.
I don't want to know exactly how much it was. Was it expensive?
It was a couple of thousand euro. That's what it was.
Okay,
that's,
so yeah, they say you should spend a third of your one and a half times your monthly salary, isn't it? Or
well, I'm self-employed. I do earn. I'm on very good money, to be fair. Self-employed, but.
But then maybe you should have spent a bit more. So.
To be honest, she's not one of them. What's the word for it? She's not. Once the ring is obviously at a certain... look, you have to spend a certain amount of money at the same time, do you know?
Yeah, yeah. You can't be miserable about it.
Away and buy yourself a 50 euro. Jesus Christ.
Is it a solitaire ring?
It is platinum.
Oh, platinum, yeah. But I mean the diamond I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry. The gold I talked around about.
Yeah.
I think
platinum or palladium, as they call it as well nowadays, is palladium, are more common than gold now. And it's more expensive, by the way, but it is actually more common than gold
now. Niall, have you purchased a ring lately? I kind of get a background, are you?
Sorry?
Are you thinking of buying a ring? You kind of seem to be very interested.
He's going into detail.
Just wondering.
Bernie, I did put up on Twitter my New Year's resolution was to get married this year.
Oh, brilliant. Are we allowed to go?
We'll all have to get our little, what's it called, the fascinator.
Brilliant. Get Guna Moore out. Oh, my God, start dieting. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, getting back to Aaron's ring. So it's a platinum ring. And what is it, single diamond?
It was a single diamond, yeah. Well, no, it was a single knife. It was a big one in the middle, and then there was three diamonds either side.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, I love them.
Okay, how many carats?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think it was 18, Niall.
Eight? What?
18.
18 carats?
Oh, sorry.
No, it wasn't. It was 18 carats. You wouldn't be on the air talking to Niall Boylan. You'd be off in the Bahamas somewhere.
Niall, I'll be honest with you. I don't have a clue how many carats.
Okay, it could be 1.8, maybe.
It's probably in around that. I don't know.
That'd be dear enough now. Yeah, yeah.
It was expensive. It was. But you know what?
Sounds nice.
I didn't give a damn about the price of it.
Bernie hasn't a clue what a ring is.
The most important part
for me. I don't even know where it is. I don't know where my ring is, I'll be honest.
Bernie doesn't even know where Abe's ring is.
She probably pawned it and forgot about it. Oh, yeah, that was that weekend away.
You know what? I used to find when I worked in Rumours nightclub many, many years ago on a Tuesday night in O'Connell Street in Dublin, right? And this is going back to the 1980s. And we used to have a Tuesday night, we used to call it the Feast of St. Michael. Because In other words, Mickey Money Night. And we used to find that the door, or the lads that used to clean the floors, and the, you know, the kind of lounge boys or girls, as they were called at the time, the amount of wedding rings they used to find on the floor. It'd be lads,
really?
Yeah, we'd lads coming in on a Tuesday night and taking the rings off.
No.
So, you know, people would know they're married. And they go to put it in their pocket and they drop it on the floor. But they used to find constantly find wedding rings on the floor.
Jeez.
On the Feast of St. Michael.
Sweet Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, Aaron is agreeing to give it back. Bernie says sell the ring. Oh no, Bernie come up with a great idea, Aaron. Did you hear Bernie's idea?
No, I didn't hear that, Bernie.
Oh yeah, you formulate a row. And what you do is you buy a fake ring that looks like your own ring. Right? And you put it on your finger, formulate a row, take the ring off and fling it into a river or the sea in front of them and go, there's your bloody ring. Take it back. And then you go and sell the real one.
I think she watched the Titanic too many times now.
Oh, yeah. What was it called? The something of the sea?
Oh, the diamond. Oh, the blue stone. What was it called?
I haven't a clue. Something of the sea.
Yeah,
oh my God.
The heart of the sea, was it?
The heart of the sea. Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you imagine getting, I'd gone in for that.
Lord. Early retirement would be lovely, wouldn't it?
That was the most ridiculous ending to a movie ever, wasn't it?
Oh, the height and all the lovely picture of the undersea and everything.
Yeah,
oh
somebody said to me, don't mean this to be a spoiler, but the ship sinks in the end. No, but the ending to it, don't go, Jack.
Yeah, I will never let you go, and then she lets him go.
Yeah. What a woman, she's a keeper.
Just apologize, it's all about the ring.
Yeah.
Jack, the ring wasn't big enough.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks, Bernie. Thanks, Aaron. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008.
Now, my daughter went on a holiday recently. Oh, you can call it a holiday, a weekend break, and they were cheap away abroad. And didn't work out with her boyfriend. A few weeks later, he asked for the flipping, could he have his share of the fare back, which I presume was probably not even a couple of hundred quid to be at, you know. So God forbid if they ever got engaged, she'd probably be camping outside the door looking for the ring. Oh my God,
is right. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number is 087-188-0008. If you want to send us, by the way, a message, you can. Let me see, I've got some other ones there on the previous topic as well.
Niall, how do the girls know, your producers know, that the lads are whistling at them?
Oh, right, this is what Aisling, when she was saying she was uncomfortable. Yeah, you got a point. Well, I suppose if they're the only ones around, I imagine that's how they know they're whistling at them. The number is 087-188-0008. Should you give back the engagement ring? And also, how much should you spend on it? Tony, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Tony?
Niall, how are you? Your number one fan is still alive.
Tony, who I'm familiar with from Twitter, ex-boss.
That's me, ex-boss Tony. Happy New Year, Niall, and all the team.
Happy New Year to you too, Tony. So, Tony, the ring dilemma. Do you give it back?
The first thing, with the first lady concerned, as I said, she should definitely keep it because he was just nothing but a rat.
Oh, he was. Well, he cheated on her and then left her with this bill for the wedding.
She should have at least kept the ring and possibly one testicle. But keep the ring anyway.
Okay, but generally speaking, let's say 2 years after the engagement, the relationship just breaks down.
No, I think, look, if I was looking at myself as the girl or whoever in the relationship, I wouldn't ever wear that ring again. So I actually think in that case...
Yeah, but you could sell it.
Should not give the rings back.
Maybe you could sell it and split the money.
Yeah, but even that, but like, without being vicious or nasty about it, if it broke down and the guy was still genuine and it broke down for different reasons, look, if they're never going to wear that ring again. But if it was, and you agreed, a mutual agreement, like marriages and relationships breaking down, well then, yeah.
But see, now, okay, so the legal stance on it is a court will give you the ring back. You know, the court will say you need to give the ring back. But if you're married and you carry on and go through with the contract of marriage, well, then you keep the ring. Do you know what I mean? So if you're married to somebody, you don't get your engagement ring back.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, that's the legal aspect of it. Legally speaking, you're supposed to give the ring back. Actually, let me just get a female aspect as well, Tony. Stay there. Claire.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Claire. You sound like you were almost surprised you were on the radio there, but then go ahead. Oh, hi. Sorry, Claire.
I'm not surprised. I'm just uplifted with the beautiful day. Anyway, I would certainly give the ring back because if you sell the ring, I honestly think it's just not luck money, you know.
Oh, my mother would have said that, yeah. That mother money will bring you no luck, yeah.
No, and if you were to go on a holiday, you know, you'd always think, yeah, you know, he paid for that. He done this.
That was his ring.
If you buy something for the house and you're always looking at it, oh, yeah, to remind you of the engagement. And I honestly think people should think twice about getting engaged at Christmas time or New Year's.
Yeah, a wife, what do they say? A wife is not just for Christmas, it's for life.
Yeah, because they're very elated that time of the year. Women and men are very elated.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they get engaged that time of the year and 3 months down the road, they might say, you know, oh, what have I done? When everything just goes back to normal, the drab, dreary day.
Like today,
everything.
Which is, today is, by the way, the drabbest day of the year.
Yeah. Same with weddings. Oh, we'll get married New Year's Eve, we'll get married, blah, blah. They should wait until the middle of the year, probably, or, you know, 3 months.
Yeah, it's like buying a puppy, isn't it? And, you know, in that
absolutely,
sense.
Absolutely, which we have done some time ago, yeah. We're still here anyway.
Tony, did you get married at Christmas? Did you?
I divorced a long time, and my ex had an affair on me, and I never got anything back.
Oh, did you not? Right, okay. Well, yeah. Did you meet anyone else nice, Tony? Have you met another one?
A long time ago, yeah.
All right, are you going to get married again?
No, I would never get married again. God forbid.
Ah, Tony. I got married again.
Yeah,
again.
I'm going to get married again.
Congratulations. Yeah. If somebody wants to give me a wolf whistle walking down the road, I'll take it as a compliment.
Okay, yeah. All right. Someone. Listen, I've run out of time. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Claire. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Damien Farrelly is on the way.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.